The rape case against Kobe Bryant has collapsed. More than a year after accusing him of sexual assault, the alleged victim says she does not want to go through with the trial, which was about to begin. So the Los Angeles Lakers star no longer faces any criminal charges. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Denver.
Lawyers were in the process of selecting jurors when they were summoned to a hastily called court hearing Wednesday evening. Eagle County District Attorney Mark Hurlburt announced the Kobe Bryant criminal trial is over.
Prosecution team wants to try this case. I want to try this case. And have evidence heard by 12 citizens of this community. However, the victim has informed us, after much of her own labored deliberation, that she does not want to proceed with this trial.
The announcement was a surprising end to a 14-month legal drama that began in a Colorado mountain resort hotel room. There, the then 19-year-old woman said NBA basketball star Kobe Bryant raped her. Bryant, who's married, said they had consensual sex. Months of pretrial hearings ensued. Bryant's legal team introduced mounds of evidence in his defense. Some of it suggested the woman might have had sex with at least one other man in the hours surrounding the encounter. The woman's parents say she suffered death threats, was forced to move several times, and was unable to hold a job. The court accidentally released her name twice. Her attorney said on national television that he didn't think the criminal justice system would treat her fairly. Then she filed a civil lawsuit against Bryant. The basketball player's lawyer said that showed the woman was just after their client's money. After the charges were dropped, Bryant released a written statement apologizing to the woman for his behavior that evening. He maintained that he thought the encounter was consensual, but that he recognized that the woman did not see it that way. Cynthia Stone with the Colorado Coalition Against Sexual Assault says that statement has to be some consolation to the alleged victim.
Over and over again in this case, we've heard that she was just a gold digger or, you know, falsely accusing him. And he, I think, has helped dispel some of that in this letter.
Bryant and a lawyer representing the woman both say the civil case will go forward, but University of Denver law professor Karen Steinhauser is not so sure. She says it's very unusual for a victim to go through all the difficult pretrial hearings and then bow out just as the jury is being picked.
I'm not convinced that this whole thing doesn't involve a civil settlement. In other words, a settlement that will be made for a specific amount of money, and terms of that settlement included his statement of apology as well as her agreement not to testify in the criminal case.
Steinhauser says she's disappointed the criminal trial has been dropped because if the civil case doesn't go to trial, she says the truth may never be known. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.